Dr. Joanne Culverhouse, superintendent, led off the new issue of La Habra City School District's School News Roll Call with the following article. Reconfigure, redesign, and revitalize were our themes for 2018. In the fall of 2018, each of LHCSD's 9 reconfigured sites welcomed our students and their families back to school. Students, staff, and parents have embraced their new school focus with a sense of pride and connectedness. It has been a delight to observe new friendships developing within each of the new school community, creating a collaborative, inclusive environment throughout the district. Since August, we have had many well-attended celebrations, family nights, student showcases, and performances, all of which show an impressive increase in parent participation and student engagement. While we're very proud of our efforts in 2018, we are eager to enter 2019 and focus on the fourth R, results. We have plans for safer schools, online registration, and increased academic vigor. Measure O has provided LHCSD with the funding needed to continue the modernization efforts at Walnut School, improve school playgrounds, and increase the safety and security for students and staff with beautiful fencing at each of our 9 schools. Our technology team has worked collaboratively with our school office personnel to create an easy-to-use online registration system designed to save both the parents and staff time and energy. We continue to work with teachers, consultants, and academic coaches to improve daily lessons with the goal of ensuring all students are college and career ready. Please read Dr. Tecker's article in this issue to learn more about the specific improvements we have made to our math instruction. Dr. Culverhouse ends her article saying, "As we begin the new year, we are grateful to have the opportunity to serve the students and families in our community. Together, we will continue to polish our, quote, jewel of a district, unquote, creating an enriching environment where students thrive. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening within your district and on your school campus."